3. The line outside Club Vertigo stretched nearly half a block. Women were on the line wearing next to nothing, hoping to get someone's attention and make their way in without paying. The fellas were doing just as much fronting as the ladies, each man trying to outstunt the other and look like the stars they knew they weren't. Rio just looked at the circus of people and shook his head. It was amazing what people would go through for a little attention. To Rio, it was all whack. You could be the flyest nigga or have the hottest car, but what did it all amount to if you still lived at home with your moms? Even though Rio wasn't really into material possessions, he was still a sharp dresser. He was rocking a Sean John denim jumper with a crisp pair of constructions. Every curl on his head was in place and looking like a million. His man Chris had laced him with a fresh lineup before he left for the club. Rio was ready to party. Originally, he had planned on spending the evening with Trinity, but that had changed. When he woke up, he checked his messages. None were from Trinity. He checked his cell and got the same thing. He didn't worry, though. Trinity was probably just in one of her moods. Every so often, Trinity would just draw in on herself. For days at a time, she would just lock herself away and shut everybody out, including Rio. She wouldn't see him or take his phone calls. When Rio would ask her what it was all about, she would get all emotional on him. Sometimes it would be a fit of crying, while other times she'd bark his head off. When Trinity closed him out like that, it pissed him off. She was his girl, and if she was going through something, he wanted to be there for her. Hopefully, she would open up in time.
"You about ready to go in?"
Shamel asked.
"Waiting on you, kid."
Rio was so wrapped up in his own thoughts, he'd almost forgotten his friend was there. Shamel was dressed to impress. He wore a loose-fitting black sweater and some blue Parasuco jeans. He wore the laces of his black suede Tims slightly untied, giving him that hood effect. The iced-out cross bounced off his chest every time he moved, casting a hell of a glare.